Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Wang Ying.
Community health service centers have been upgraded to treat coronavirus patients. More than 90% now provide oxygen and infusions, while 60% admit patients transferred from large hospitals. Tang Xiaofan has more.
Some CT machines are available at 8 community health service centers in Jiading, including one in Waigang Town. At Waigang Community Health Center, a 73-year-old patient had an X-ray that showed he has white lung. A doctor contacted Renji Hospital Jiading branch for further consultation. 10 minutes later, it received notice to immediately transfer the patient to hospital for treatment.
We will provide professional diagnosis for residents in the community to ensure early detection and treatment.
47 community health service centers in Pudong have extended outpatient hours to 8 p.m. daily. At Weifang Community Health Center, the infusion area has been expanded to 50 seats.
We have also arranged more wards to treat patients transferred from city-level hospitals. The patients here have mild symptoms.
At Datuan Community Health Service Center, 3 more infusion rooms have been added. It has also been equipped with oxygen tanks and fingertip oxygen meters. Patients say it's quite convenient since the nearest large hospital is 17 kilometers away.
China Post issued special stamps and a coin for the Year of the Rabbit today. In Shanghai, people were waiting in line this morning at post offices and banks to be among the lucky folks to get them before they sell out. Zhang Hong has more.
Many were waiting outside a post office in Huangpu District to buy the commemorative stamps. Each set of 2 stamps costs 2.4 yuan. 77.5 million stamps were issued nationwide. Although they can be purchased online, many prefer buying them at a post office.
I came here at 10 last night and waited for about 8 hours. My daughter and son-in-law were both born in the Year of the Rabbit. I think it's auspicious to get such stamps.
80 places at the post office were all taken within 10 minutes after sales started at 6:30. The set has 2 stamps. One features a blue rabbit holding a ladder in one hand and a pen in the other. Blue rabbit is pronounced as blueprint in Chinese, extending best wishes for the new year. The other stamp has 3 rabbits running in a circle, symbolizing vitality. The set was designed by artist Huang Yongyu, who is now 100 years old. Back in 1980, Huang had designed stamps for the Year of the Monkey.
The rabbit looks mischievous. Quite interesting. It's a way to send your blessings if you use the stamp on a letter to friends and relatives.
A commemorative coin for the Year of the Rabbit was also issued today. A total of 120 million coins were issued nationwide. It costs 10 yuan and has the same denomination. ICBC's Jiabei branch opened 2 counters for people to buy it.
I have made reservations for commemorative coins each year for over a decade. I'm really happy to get them. I hope we'll have a peaceful 2023.
The sale will last until next Wednesday.
In his first major speech of 2023, UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he plans to halve inflation and boost the country's economy. Sunak made 5 pledges. They are to halve inflation, to grow the economy, to reduce the national debt, to cut hospital waiting lists, and to stop illegal migrant boats from crossing the English Channel. He said his government will halve inflation this year to reduce the cost of living and provide financial security to the people of Britain. According to official figures, the UK's annual inflation dipped to 10.7% in November from 11.1% in October. Sunak is also facing a crisis with the UK National Health Service as 13 hospital trusts declared emergency status at the start of the new year. The government said it's doing all it can to free up capacity in hospitals and explained that many of the issues the NHS is facing are partly due to the backlog created by the pandemic.